MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is back with us. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back, Bill, once again.
Yeah, here we are, month of January. And Andy, you have news of a Red Sox signing that could change the trajectory of this team for 2023, right? Wrong?
Oh, yes, Bill. Get so excited with this one. Red Sox have made some moves in the last couple of days to shore up this roster for the upcoming season. I guess the biggest move so far in the last couple of days, outfielder Adam Duvall signed a one-year, $7 million contract yesterday. Duvall's expected to play center field with Kike Hernandez moving to either second base or shortstop. The 34-year-old was injured for a portion of last year, hit just .212 with 12 home runs and 36 RBIs for the Braves. But he did win a Gold Glove in 2021, also that year setting a career high with 38 home runs and 113 RBIs. In his nine-year career with four different teams, Duvall's a .230 hitter, 163 home runs. He has a three-home run game at Fenway Park back in 2020.
Wow, there you go. Maybe he likes this ballpark, huh?
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
I guess so. All right, there are some other Red Sox signings in the news, right?
Yeah, late last night it came out the Red Sox are linked to signing outfielder Emil Tapia last year with the Blue Jays. Tapia hit .265, seven home runs, and 52 runs batted in. That's more or less adding some outfield depth to the team. We'll see how that plays out with the actual length and terms of that deal.
All right, what else do you have for us? You have other names, I think, in the news coming up, right?
Absolutely. Pitcher Corey Kluber has officially signed his one-year deal with the team to make room for him on the 40-man roster. The Sox designated pitcher Connor Seabold for assignment. And once he passed through waivers, they traded him to the Rockies for a player to be named later. Also, the Sox inking catcher Jorge Alfaro to a minor league contract. Alfaro played for the Padres last season, hitting .246, seven home runs, 40 RBIs. So the Red Sox roster starting to take shape. They still have a few pieces that they could add, especially a shortstop at this point, or a second baseman as replacement for the injury to Trevor Story, and of course Xander Bogaerts leaving for San Diego. So we'll see if there are a couple final moves that will come before the team heads down to Fort Myers.
All right. So, I mean, they've been very busy here, not getting the kind of players that might change the trajectory of their team necessarily, but maybe just maintain where they were last year, which isn't that much. What else do you have, Andy?
And that's not saying much is right, Bill.
Yeah.
The Red Sox last week, on Friday, actually, they signed five players to one-year deals, avoiding salary arbitration. Outfielder Alex Verdugo gets a $6.3 million contract. Pitcher Nick Pivetta, $5.35 million. Second baseman Christian Arroyo and pitcher Ryan Brazier each get $2 million. And catcher Reese McGuire, $1.225 million.
And there is a retirement in the news?
There is a retirement. Red Sox fan favorite Travis Shaw, who played first and third for the team, announced his retirement on Monday after an eight-year career. Shaw played for the Red Sox from 2015 to 2016, again from 2021 to 2022. Shaw finishes his career with 114 home runs and a .237 average.
Okay. Any other notes, Andy, to share with us on the team? We got MLB stuff coming up, too, as well.
Absolutely. Former Red Sox outfielder Lee Tinsley passed away last Thursday at the age of 53. He hit .260 in 270 games for the team between 1994 and 1996. Tinsley helped lead the team to the 1995 American League East title, batting .284 and stealing 18 bases.
All right, so those are all the signings for the Red Sox. Now, I've been seeing all this ballyhoo about the winter weekend for the Red Sox. Tell me about that.
Oh, get excited for this one, Bill. Winter weekend being held starting tomorrow night at the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield with a town hall meeting. And then Fan Fest is on Saturday at the MGM Springfield, which will be broadcast live on NESN. Tickets still available on RedSox.com. So if you have nothing to do either tomorrow night or Saturday, you can head on over to Springfield and get jacked up for the upcoming baseball season. Should be interesting.
All right, so there you go. There's a big date for the month of January. And there's some other big dates that are really fast approaching, right?
Absolutely. The big day, of course, it's the day the Red Sox equipment truck leaves for Fort Myers. Mark your calendar now. That'll happen on February 3rd.
Well, do you know what day of the week that is, Andy?
That is a Friday.
All right, I just threw that little curveball at you there, so to speak.
Good thing I have a calendar nearby.
There you go. Okay, so let me ask you this. Every time we talk, you tell us what's happening on NESN Plus in the afternoon. So if I were laying around on the couch this afternoon, what might I see?
Yes, this week it's the best of Jason Veritek week. 3 o'clock, the first pitch. The game from May 11th, 2005. After the A's scored four runs at the top of the ninth to tie the game, Jason hits a two-run walk-off home run with one out in the bottom of the ninth to beat the A's by the score of 6-5.
Red Sox classics, and well, by the way, they win. All right. So now let's go through the Major League Baseball news. You always come up with some great stuff for us on this. So what do we have this week?
Well, all AAA parks will call balls and strikes electronically this season. Half of the AAA games we played with the calls determined by the electronic strike zone. The other half we played with live home plate umpires and a challenge system similar to what's used in professional tennis. So big changes coming to baseball with this happening, and I guess it's just a matter of time before this could possibly rear its ugly head into actual Major League Baseball games. So we'll have to see how this looks and plays out this upcoming season.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings on that. You see some horrible balls and strike calls during the year, so I don't know. Mixed feelings. So.
Yeah, I just taking the personal element out of the game more and more, just kind of, I'm not a fan of that. But anyways, we'll see how it looks, how it plays out.
But Andy, we'd never be able to replace you on the Red Sox base or on the Baseball Insider here.
Yes, no robot's going to be able to come across what I can come across.
So. All right, close us out. What else? You got a lot of other notes here, I believe, right?
Yeah, the Padres made another signing. DH Nelson Cruz, a one-year, $1 million deal. The 42-year-old, a seven-time All-Star. He's entering his 19th season as the second-oldest player in the league behind Pirates pitcher and Milton native Rich Hill, who turns 43 in March. The Cubs have signed first baseman Eric Hosmer to a one-year deal. He'll get paid the league minimum. Hosmer played in 14 games last year for the Red Sox after coming over the trade deadline from the Padres. Hosmer then got hurt, and he missed the rest of the season. Former Sox outfielder Tommy Pham yesterday signed a one-year $6 million deal with the Mets. Pham came to the Red Sox last year at the trade deadline from the Reds. Former Sox catcher Sandy Leon has signed a minor league contract with the Rangers.
All right, and you also have one more note, I believe, on the $434 million of renovations for the Guardians in Cleveland for the ballpark.
Yes, wrapping things up, the Guardians did announce they're going to be putting some money into the ballpark, doing some major renovations. It's been their home since 1994. So we'll have to see what that looks like once they're all said and done. It's going to take about a year and a half or so to get everything accomplished. There'll be some things you can see actually out on the field, some changes, but there'll also be changes with clubhouses and workout rooms and stuff behind the scenes that the general fan does not get to see. But they're making things a little better in Cleveland.
Yeah, there you go. You know, Andy, we talk week to week here, and it doesn't seem to me that the Red Sox have solidified outfield, second base, shortstop, or catching yet, to be quite honest with you. You know?
Not really. I mean, they've just signed some people and just kind of like throw them to the wall and see who sticks type of thing. You know, no one has been signed that you can say, oh, wow, that's a solid everyday player that you can expect this and that out of them. I guess the Adam Duvall signing is someone kind of close to that in a way because he does – you know, bring a power bat right-handed into the lineup. He could possibly be a 30-home run guy in a full season if he has a typical season for him. But, some of these other guys are just kind of bit players that would be really nice on a contending team that's close to putting it all together. But in a team that, they might get a little more, you're looking for more out of them. They may not provide what you might need. But I guess some different names to look at when you turn on Nesson this year and say, oh, who's this guy? Who's that guy? So. Who knows what will happen, but certainly I'm not excited by all these moves by any way, stretch, or form.
You know, I'm just thinking, Andy, what is it that people throw against the wall to see if it sticks? The one thing I can think of is spaghetti. You know what I mean?
I can think of something else that begins with S, and I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay.
Taken off the air.
All right, there you go. I haven't done that spaghetti thing in a long time, but I remember doing that one many years ago. Somebody told me about that. I said, I'll try that, and I don't even know how the rest of it goes, whether it sticks or whatever the deal is, but we'll find out someday. Yeah, but there we go.
I'd like to know the backstory as well. You're throwing spaghetti against the wall.
No, you do that to see if it's cooked. That's what I remember being told that once years ago.
I've never heard that one. That's a wild one. Okay.
Oh, no. No, I don't think that's – I think that's a real thing.
Maybe it is.
Maybe I was being put on. No, but I don't think the person –
You throw it against the wall. That's the whole thing there.
Yeah, you throw it against the wall. If it sticks, I don't know. See, that's the problem. I don't know what it means. If it doesn't stick, it's not done. Or if it does stick, it is done. Which one of those things. But that's something for us to look up. All right.
How about just taking it out of the pot and see what it tastes like?
No, I agree with that. That's what I've done for the last 30 years. I think I've done it that way. Yeah,
that's a good way.
All right, Andy, there you are, Baseball Insider Andy Carboni, and I'm Bill Newell here on MSO, newsports.com.